Father God, as we share the word this morning, we do pray that you would open our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Lord, may this living word be living water to us today. Thank you, you are the fountain of life. Father God, thank you that you love us, support us, care for us in every way. And as we read this letter today, Father God, help us to understand more and more. In Christ's name, amen. Well, we started off a couple of weeks ago, and we've got so far to finish the first chapter, but I just want to share with you this word that, and all Paul's writings to the various churches, they were written to encourage and to help. A lot of these people were under such oppression, but this is God's way of using Paul, who was totally anti-Jesus, to bring that amazing love of God to these people. But this has to be applied. This is what Paul is telling us in the Word. We need to apply the Word in our lives to make it so that God's kingdom comes, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so I want to just read a few verses and we'll go through and see how far we get today. 2, okay, if you're there, Colossians 2, verse 1. This is Paul speaking to Colossians, although he'd never been there personally. I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart, united in love, so they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith is in Christ. We'll stop there. He was struggling because his heart and his love were for these people. His heart was to see the church of God come so alive and understand what God had for these people. And as we heard this morning about Mumbai, I want to tell you, we need to struggle in prayer for these people. We need to be those who come and see other parts of the world and how blessed we are and how we in turn can bless others through our prayer, our giving and our lives. This does apply to us. This word here applies to us so rightfully this morning. And he says, my purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love. They're probably some of the most important words you'll ever hear. United in love means we're so in love with Jesus that it overflows to other people. Are you in love with your brothers and sisters in this place? Do you show love in tangible ways? Do we offer and pray for one another? Are we there for one another? Let me just give you something to think about. As we go for coffee after this, do you sit at the same table each week and just discuss things with your own friends? Or do you look around and think, there's a couple over there, I haven't seen them? That's showing love in a practical way, and these are practical things that he is telling them to do. So let's not be just looking at self, let's look out a bit and come and share with others as we share coffee and tea together. Be encouraged in heart, united in love, so they may understand the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. Christ is God in the flesh, yes? Amen. He is to be known to us as our Saviour and our Lord. And this verse 3, I really want us to look at this. In whom, this is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You see, the wisdom and knowledge you used to have before you were a Christian, you need to forget 90% of that. Because your wisdom and knowledge comes from knowing Christ and through Christ. We so hang on to old things and old ways when we need to be renewed by the Word of God in all that we do. We need to go by godly wisdom. If you look at, don't go there, but I'll just share with you. Corinthians 1, it says here, where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? You see, people may be very wise, they think, in what they do, but they may not know Christ. There's no wisdom in that. They may make lots of money, but if they make money and don't know Christ or use that money wisely, that's not wisdom in the body of Christ. Wisdom is being there in a way which is practical and helpful and knowing that you can make a difference. This is what Paul is saying to the Colossians. I want to help you be firmly rooted and established in the love of God. I want to encourage you that if you know how to stand on the Word of God and use the Word of God, you will make a difference in the world. You will be my people. I will be your Father. I, by my Spirit, will be there with you to help you every step of the way. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. And very often, do you and I ask enough? Do we ask for others enough? Do we pray for others enough? Do we really need wisdom from God every day? We do. We need that wisdom which will encourage us and help us. I tell you this, this is four. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith is in Christ. What he's trying to get across to people, and this particularly for young Christians, or shall I say, I don't mean that in time, I mean that in your walk with Jesus. He is trying to encourage people to make sure that they are growing in the love and their relationship with Jesus Christ. This is trying to make them so they realize they can become disciples of Jesus in what they do. This is making sure that he will be delighted to see and how firm their faith is. And do you know what? It delights other Christians and encourages other Christians when we can see people growing in their stature of Jesus Christ within them. How you can be an overcomer where you used to fall apart. How you now can take things in your stride because it's Christ in you. So stop trying to do it yourself. Christ never wanted you to do that in the first place. He wants to rule and to reign in our lives. And as we sung this morning, he wants us to surrender all. Surrender all that he may use us to the glory of God. That's what he was saying to the Colossians. I want you to see just how much I love you. That's what Paul was saying to them. Let's go to verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. He will live in you. Will you live in him? I can remember when I heard a television evangelist say this. He said, it wasn't until for years and years I knew Christ lived in me, but I never really understood how to live in Christ in my everyday life. He said, it transformed my life when I found out how I could live in him. Rooted and built up, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. We started off with thanksgiving in the first few verses, and it's so important that we really have thanksgiving. Do you know, we're so blessed because we can bless others. We're so blessed, and the more you bless, the more you'll be blessed. And the more you do, the more you will have. Give, and it shall be given to you. And that's what it means here. See to it, verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. How often do you and I see things happening in this world with our own lives, and instead of relying on faith and standing on the word of God, we kind of dissolve into a heap? We can't get through it. We just can't break through. And there's many things that will make strongholds in our lives. And we need to know that people who do not know Christ will not understand us. They will give us a wide berth very often. And we will think, what on earth can't they understand this? It's that step of faith you had when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. You stepped over that threshold, if you like, and you became a new being. These people who we witness to very often, they do not understand where we're coming from. I'll just share this, and I call this a blessing. This is the first time in Nita's in my life where probably over the last few months we've been able to chat to people about Jesus Christ, and there are more and more and more people receptive. May that encourage you to do the same. Do you know, we watched a David Pawson last evening, and this is what he said, and when you said about Mumbai, it just made me think of this. There are, on average, and where he got the statistic from, ask him, I don't know, but there are 20, I think you said, million people in Dubai? Mumbai. But let me say, there are over 23 million people come to Christ every year. You think of the whole of that city, Mumbai, and all the people who are there, there's more people accept Christ in a year than the whole of Mumbai. And so take heart, because all those things we do and all those things we build each other up with, do not human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. Put Christ at the center. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And it would be, because he's God. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is head over every power and authority. I do not realize, and I come and say this to you today, I still have to grasp in my being just how much God has put into me. Do you understand where I'm coming from? There is so much more of God in each of us by his Holy Spirit that we need to have blinkers taken away. We need to have an understanding that, my word, God, the fullness of God lives in you and me, if you know Christ. And I think somewhere along the line we need to be very much more seeking, inquiring, asking the Holy Spirit to so anoint us, so bring that, so that we were praying today, Acts 2 may be in River of Life Church on a daily basis, where we go, what we do, not only here on a Sunday morning. It should be flowing from the River of Life who is in us, Jesus Christ, by his Spirit. So we've all got a long way to go, but we want to encourage one another to be able to live the life that Jesus wants us to live. So we have the fullness of Christ in us, who is the head over every power and authority. Every power and authority. Do we have times which are tough? Sometimes that's testing our faith. It's saying to us, where is your faith in times like these we're going through some? You can tell very often. We would probably, if we were in Mumbai by ourselves, we would probably need a desperate hand of care and of help, because I tell you, we are so blessed in our lives, we wouldn't know how to cope whatsoever in a situation as that. So today, whatever your situation is, Jesus Christ has put all power and authority in us. You may not know how to use it, and nor might I all the time, but we need to be encouraged to know there is much, much, much more than what we're using. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of your sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism. And I'll stop there for a second. He has given us, circumcised us with a new heart. He's given us a heart of flesh, a heart to love him, a heart that wants to do things for him. Jesus do not want us to be forced to do it. He wants us to do it with a willing, willing heart. Baptism. Have you been baptized by full immersion? These things in the Word of God is telling us what God wants for us. It's no good saying, I surrender all, and I'm not being baptized. I've been baptized as a baby. I'm not being baptized anymore. No, you may say those things, but it doesn't line up with the Word. If you want to be a true worshipper of God, we really do need to stand the truth of the Word. You need, if it says you need to be baptized, guess what it means? Be baptized. It's that simple. If you haven't been baptized, be baptized. In some countries, it is the way of people making a public declaration of a commitment to Christ. It's the way in standing up and saying and proclaiming, this is what I believe in, this is the way I'm going to live, and let's encourage one another to do that if you haven't already been baptized. 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. Please today, if you knew how much he loved you, and yet he took me out of that filthy bucket that the world offered, and he took me out while I was still in that place. He loved me so much, he didn't want me to stay there. And it's the same with every person living on this planet. He loves them so much, he wanted to take them out. So when it comes to now you're a child of God, think how incredible God's love is. He, even when you were in the slum, if you like, of spirituality in your life, he came and loved you and took you out. Just think of now, he's your heavenly Father. How great is his love for you and for me. Not only does he not remember your sins, he cast them away and never knows them again. He forgave us. What did he give us? All our sins. He forgave us all our sins. He forgave us all our sins. So as you leave this place today, if you know that Christ is your Saviour, you can say from this day, the slate has been wiped clean. I am free from every sin and iniquity I have ever, ever committed. I have freedom in Christ. That's what he's saying to the Colossians. That's what he's saying to help them. Having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing it to the cross. That's what the cross of Christ did for you and me. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. And I want to tell you, if you could have looked into the spiritual realm when Jesus Christ defeated Satan and all his minions. Jesus Christ, in those days, what happened? The kings who were having wars together, they would capture the king and the one who lost, and they would parade that king in rags and in chains around to show people that we have conquered this other kingdom. They would bring him into completely, what should I say, disgusting way in showing what he'd done. Well, Jesus Christ did that in the heavenly realms with Satan. That's what he did. He didn't just do it and not make a spectacle of it. Jesus Christ paraded Satan around saying, he's a defeated foe. I've done it once and for all. He can never, ever, ever reverse this. Jesus Christ did it all. He defeated every power, every authority, and this is what Paul wants the Colossians, the Laodiceans, to know. He wants them to know that in Christ we have the power to overcome. It's his heart's desire to know that there's nothing now against us. God is for us. Does it mean that you will not have a trial in life? No, not at all. In fact, perhaps the nearer you get to Christ, the more you may have. But the more you will rely on Christ, and the more you will receive from Christ. And so as things in life which were difficult at one time, you'll now, as I'll say it again, I'll repeat it, you will now be able to overcome. And as you get closer, there may be things come, you think, that's another mountain. And do you know what? Jesus Christ is great within you, helping the mountains of your life become flat plains. He's the one who is there for you every step of the way, as he was for the Colossian church. The Colossian church, I can tell you, in the days in these were written by Paul, the church was in a complete, utter, with the under demonic oppression everywhere they went. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. There was so much these Christians went through, and they still would not. They would not say that Christ wasn't their saviour. We really need to understand more and more, and I'm going to finish there. We need to understand more and more Christ's love. We can overcome. We are overcomers. We're the head and not the tail in Christ. We are, I know people get a bit uptight about this, but we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are right in your standing with him. Be encouraged. Encourage one another. Love one another. Help one another. Let's be there for one another, that we can truly say, brothers and sisters, we are sons and daughters of the living God. Praise his name. Hallelujah.